Juno's 12,000-pound, 25-foot-tall whale statue has arrived, or at least its body has. The life-size bronze humpback whale sculpture came in by ferry early Monday morning. Sculptor R.T. Skip Wallen and about 20 people weathered a light drizzle to welcome the whale at Auk Bay.
The whale, the humpback whale in particular, and especially the humpback whale breaching, has to be one of the grand spectacles of nature. So we can celebrate this because it is such a commonly observed local phenomenon.
Kathy Kolkhorst Ruddy, former chair of the Whale Project, credited Wallen with the artistic vision to capture a magnificent animal, but also the pride of the state's capital city.
This sculpture of a life-size breaching humpback whale will just focus all this international energy on Juno. And we're ready for it, too. I mean, we have a world-class waterfront, and we have new docks for the cruise ships, and we have 1 million people coming in. So, you know, we need to give them something amazing to see.
The Whale Project raised about $2.8 million for the project, but the sculpture has also been a sore subject for fiscal conservatives and the cruise ship industry. Cruise ship passenger fees are covering the cost of a $10 million waterfront park and reflecting pool the city will build and where the whale sculpture is set to be installed. The industry sued the city in April, citing the whale statue park as an example of misuse of the passenger fees. Under federal law, cruise ship head tax money must be spent to benefit ships and their passengers.